from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But now I appear to have Schefter and Ian Rapoport on my side, because Schefter has said that the Steelers and 49ers are re-engaged after the Steelers were out last night. I think Schefter is lying about that second part. I don't think they ever were out. I think he's covering his tracks because he got messages from people very high up in the Steelers organization saying, hey, Adam, we're in this thing. We can make this trade. And Ian Rapoport said that they're right in the mix. Donnie just found this latest audio. This is Mike Garofolo on NFL Network. He's another one of these insiders. Here is the latest he's hearing on the Aiyuk trade front.
We know that no one has been eliminated. No one has been, team-wise, no one's been told, hey, you're out. And Brandon Aiyuk seems to have a pecking order for how this is going to get done for him in his mind. I would say somewhere on that list, too, I don't know how long the list is, but somewhere on that list is a potential return to San Francisco or stay in San Francisco. But there's a lot of hurdles that would need to be cleared before that happens, because this has been, I don't want to say contentious. It's just been an awkward situation, and it's been something where you heard Kyle Shanahan asked about that offer. Was that your final offer the last time you... It's been months since they have made an official offer to Brandon Aiyuk, and that's why we are where we are.
Okay, so he's not going back to San Francisco because they won't pay him even though they have his rights for this year. I don't think they want a messy Brandon Aiyuk, an angry Brandon Aiyuk, a Brandon Aiyuk who hates the team, starting the season there when they have Super Bowl aspirations, and he's an anchor that's dragging everybody down, and he might even have friends in that locker room who agree with his stance, and they become pissed off on his behalf. I don't think the year after winning the NFC, they want to deal with that. And Garofolo said no one was eliminated. Now, wasn't there a guy in San Francisco last night who said the Steelers were eliminated, Donnie? Didn't someone say that they're out? Wasn't that a report? That they were completely out.
That they was that Mayoko?
Mayoko.
Their local guy.
So is Mayoko getting crushed by people in Twitter like I've been? And let's circle back to somebody who might have been right all along. That's that dog on Twitter that you told me breaks news all the time.
Ricky.
What's going on with that guy?
I mean,
he seems to, is that not a true thing, that this dog avatar person seems to have a big following and get a lot of breaking news stories right?
I thought Chris was kind of on the right tracks. I mean, I obviously have no clue who the person is, but I think he was on the right tracks, that it is somebody who's just a silent mole somewhere in a important NFL circle.
So either a big, like, player agency, or maybe within the league office even.
Maybe, yeah.
And this guy, has he been saying anything about the Steelers and Aiyuk?
Hold on, I'll check his page.
What's his name again? Ricky Rowdy? Dirty Ricky? What's his
Pretty
name?
Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
He's just putting out a bunch of memes, basically. Like, here's one where he has his head on Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he is stunning Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, Anton Pellicero. There's one where his head is on Brian Windhorst when he does the little finger thing.
Because why is he doing all this? Because what does he believe this?
Now that like everybody, Ricky has been on the side of the Steelers the whole time.
Okay,
like that the Steelers will
get him
land Ayuk, and now he's just finding all the receipts from now the big official insiders
are coming to our side.
Yes, yeah, like I like this one here. The scene from Billy Madison when he walks out there with the dodgeball, and it says, "Now you're all in big trouble."
Could you imagine on a story that is not some minor deal, if a guy who has a dog avatar on Twitter had better information than Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and these guys throughout the process? Like, I get it if it's a guy who plays for the Steelers who I'm friends with, who's a down-the-line guy. You know, I would expect I might have better information on what Gradkowski is going to do with a contract or Zach Banner. But Ayuk? How can they get beat on the Ayuk story by a guy that's a dog and by me? I'm just a talk show host. I'm not an insider. And, you know, I don't like to throw stones at other organizations or anything, but, like, Donnie, I'm confused as to how, I mean, has the Post-Gazette or have any of the outlets here written anything on this?
I haven't really seen, like, Dulac or anybody put something Dulac out
there. Hasn't said anything?
And we know he's as tuned in. He has a straight
right to
to the source. Yeah,
no Dulac. Dulac hasn't refuted anything I've said. He hasn't endorsed it. He's just been quiet. The Trib, nothing. Kabali, nothing.
I haven't seen anything from any of the local Steelers reporters, basically to refute what you're saying.
But none of them have even tried to co-opt the story and turn it into their own and say, actually, this is what's happening and I have better information than Pony has or something like that. All right, so let's go back to this part of it because I do think this is interesting. The question I get the most on this is, what would the Steelers want to give up? And what do the 49ers want back? So this is what I was told. This is what the Steelers so far have been willing to put into the deal. Calvin Austin, Dan Moore, James Daniels, a second round pick. So from that group, a player and a pick, Austin, Moore, or Daniels, and a second round pick. I don't think it would be two players and no pick. Austin, Moore, Daniels, and a pick. And then the other one, and this is what the 49ers want, allegedly, they want either a first, George Pickens, or Pat Freiermuth. And then if they got a first, they would just have a much lesser player thrown in. If it's Pickens or Freiermuth, they would just get probably like a day three pick thrown in. Or maybe at best a third. The Freiermuth thing was news to me when I got told this today. And Donna, you pointed out about Freiermuth. You heard that all the buzz was he was going to get a contract extension at camp, and it hasn't happened yet. So what's the holdup there? Are these two things connected in any way?
I mean, I had heard, I'm sure you heard too, from a few different people last week that his agent was in La Trobe. His agent was at St. Vincent College. And you would think if the agent makes a trip out there,
they're having a serious conversation about things.
Yeah, that likely Freiermuth will be ending his day by writing on the dotted line. We have no news of that.
Would you do Freiermuth in a third?
I would.
What do you do at tight end?
I mean, I think you maybe try to find some sort of stopgap veteran, but you also have to have some faith in the big man behind him. You got to have some faith in Darnell Washington to carry this load in the Arthur Smith offense.
Man, I'll tell you what, that would just go against the Arthur Smith design of the offense, which appears to be so much predicated on tight end play. But here's something that's come out of training camp that I don't know if every fan really knows about, and I don't really know how much media has talked about this. they've lined Pickens up in the slot a ton. So I know it's not like being used as a blocker, but as an inside receiver option, Pickens could do that. I like Pat a lot. I think he's a tremendous guy. He's battled injury. He has not lived up to my expectations yet on the field. I would do that trade. But from what I'm hearing, the Steelers do not want to put him in a trade, and they don't think they have to. They don't think they have to because San Francisco has an untenable situation where Ayuk will not be on their team week one, and the other teams that have made offers, trade offers that the 49ers like, the Patriots and Browns, Ayuk doesn't want to play for those teams. He doesn't want to play for the Cleveland because Cleveland can't make the money work the way that he wants. And the Patriots can give him all the money in the world, but he just doesn't want to play for them as of right now. And that's why this whole time I've said the Steelers think that they're the favorites. Because Ayuk holds more cards in this than people think. You know, some fan, uneducated fan might say, well, they can just trade him there anyways. No, they can't. Because New England or Cleveland or any team would offer far less than Amari Cooper in a second-round pick or James Daniels in a second-round pick if they knew all they were getting was Brandon Ayuk for this year, because you would just be inheriting San Francisco's problem. He's pissed because he doesn't want to play for $14 million. If he was going to play for $14 million, he would just stay in San Francisco, and we wouldn't have any of this drama. That's why Schefter says things like, this guy's got a de facto no-trade clause. How about a first? Would you trade a first? If it's a first-round pick and Quez Watkins or something like that, now you're just throwing him a wide receiver to give him a warm body.
Yeah,
are you doing that?
I would, because my thinking would be if we acquire Brandon Ayuk and we have him in this offense and we didn't really give up a key player, we gave up some receiver that we may have cut anyway. The thinking is this team will be a playoff team, and the hope is that it could even be a deep playoff run. We haven't seen that around here in a while, but it wouldn't be like, oh, we gave up a first-round pick, and this pick might be in the top 10.
So
I would seriously doubt that the pick would be in the top 10.
Well, here's the other thing. You can't live in your fears if you're trading for Brandon Ayuk, because if you're trading for him, you think he's going to help elevate the play of your quarterbacks. So if you have Ayuk and Pickens and you're really subtracting nothing from your offense, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields should have a good year. So you should not be in a situation where you're going to need to draft a quarterback next year. The people that disagree with you on a first-round pick, Donnie, and I would trade a first-round pick too for the record, the people that disagree with that would say, you give up a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk, what happens if you need that first-round pick to find your quarterback for 2025? Now you've squandered it. Now you can't draft Quinn Ewers, or you can't draft Deion's kid, or you can't draft, who else? Carson Beck from Georgia. These guys that might be first-round quarterbacks, you've blown it. You don't have a first-round pick now. You've squandered it on Brandon Ayuk. But to me, like, if you get Ayuk, you're committed to the idea that one of these quarterbacks is not going to fail this year. And then how about Pickens? Would you trade Pickens?
No. No, he would be off the table here, because that brings you right back to square one. The whole reason why you are in this situation is because you only have one good receiver.
Yep.
And it would make zero sense. Even though Ayuk is the better player right now, it would make zero sense to trade your one good receiver to get one good receiver. It does not solve anything. And you're making a trade, you're giving up a player and maybe even an additional draft pick, and then you're paying this guy presumably around $30 million.
I do think that if you don't trade Pickens and you pair him with Ayuk, Pickens might read the writing on the wall a little bit that he's not going to get a second contract from the Steelers. But even if that's true, that's not the biggest negative of all time. Because Ayuk is going to help Pickens put up big numbers. And if Pickens goes into free agency, he'll have 31 teams bidding on him. And if he's really productive and not a complete horse's ass, He's going to get a monster contract. He might even get more money than Ayuk. All I would care about if I were Pickens was this. Does this player help me become a more productive wide receiver? And I think Ayuk does. Is it going to take targets away? Yes and no. I mean, probably, but it's going to get George Pickens open more often, and it's going to allow for him to be more efficient and make... He's already an explosive wide receiver. The guy had 1,000 yards last year, and he barely had 50 catches. I mean, he makes huge plays. When defenses can't account for Pickens that way and make him the focal point of their defense because Ayuk is there and Freiermuth is there and the run game is decent, and if it's Fields, the quarterback run is dangerous, that's going to make it very difficult for teams, unless they have a lockdown corner, to go one-on-one with Pickens and take him out of games, unless he takes himself out of a game by like pouting or doing something like that, which we have seen a little bit. He's got to clean that up now going into his third year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.